In more than 40 years, South African writer Ethel Fugard had never written a play outside of his country. But teaching in California this year, he began work on Sorrows and Rejoicings, about an exiled poet and the woman who love him. Now, the play is getting its premiere at MacArthur Theater in Princeton, New Jersey. Jeff London has this report.
When South Africa finally held its first free democratic elections on April 27, 1994, it was a thrilling and miraculous moment for playwright and longtime dissident Ethel Fugard. But he also feared he was out of a job.
That was a huge, but also an extraordinary crisis for me because, like so many writers, like Nadine Gordimer, like myself, like Coetzee, we all plugged into the incredible energy that came out of a society that had such a dramatic conflict at the heart of it. For a period of time, I thought, well, you know, I don't know what else I'm going to go on and do, but I suppose Ethel Fugard, the playwright, is really, he's had his day of relevancy and it's passed.
Fugard wrote one play, Valley Song, about the transition to democracy. Then he turned inward. He wrote a play about his youth, The Captain's Tiger, and an as-yet-unproduced drama about 12th-century mystic Hildegard von Bingen. But Fugard says he can't stay away from his country and its painful history.
The legacy of those centuries of discrimination and prejudice are going to be with us, regrettably, for a long time to come. And, you know, it is what bedevils the situation in the present-day South Africa, is that there are these pockets of the old still there in our world, and they are poisonous and they are bitter.
Ethel Fugard's latest play, Sorrows and Rejoicings, tells a story that takes place in the new South Africa, but it is very much haunted by the old. One character is literally a ghost, an exiled white poet who returned to his childhood home to die. Fugard calls his play Awake, and most of the dialogue is between the two women who loved the poet, his white widow, played by Blair Brown, and his black lover, played by L. Scott Caldwell.
It was all that politics that got him into trouble.
That is perfectly true, but David would have been the first to agree with you.
So he should have left it alone then.
No, his conscience wouldn't let him.
David Ulathir was meant to be a poet, not a politician.
And he would have told you that in this country you can't separate the two.
Playwright Ethel Fugard was persecuted by the old South African regime for his politics. His plays were banned, his passport was revoked, his home was raided by the police. But he was never forced into exile like many of his colleagues. Fugard says he long wanted to write about their fate.
I lost a lot of friends in terms of wasted lives when they went into exile. There were obviously also cases of survival, significant and important cases of survival. But at a personal level, my experience was one of loss, of creativity dying up.
And that's what happens to his character, David Ulathir, played by John Glover. Given a one-way exit visa, he emigrates to London and finds he can no longer write.
Do you know how long it has been since I have written a line about anything? The ink in my fountain pen has clotted and dried up like the blood in a dead man's veins. God knows I tried to get it flowing again, but if my writing ever had a heart, it has stopped beating.
While most of Sorrows and Rejoicings focuses on the story of the poet and the two women, David's mixed-race daughter, Rebecca, stands silently and sullenly at the back of the stage. Near the end of the play, she reveals that she has burned the only copies of her father's early poetry.
That is actually a metaphor for a very regrettable and, I think, dangerous tendency in South Africa at the moment, which is to try and ignore, or to destroy, even, the contribution made by white South Africans to the struggle.
The poet's white widow castigates the young woman.
I hope you know that what you did was terribly wrong. That what you turned to ash and smoke out there in the veldt was evidence of a man's love for his country, for his people, for you. Don't reject it. That love was clean and clear and good. It was the best of him. For your soul's sake, embrace it, Rebecca, rejoice in it. Because if you think you and your new South Africa don't need it, you are making a terrible mistake. You are going to need all the love you can get, no matter where it comes from.
I know those words are going to resonate with a degree of shocking relevance in South Africa when I do the play there. There'll be those who applaud it, and there will be a lot of people who are angry with it.
Some would say that Fugard is being paternalistic, but for his part, the playwright is upset that some of those same people seem to have forgotten the role that he and other artists played in giving voice to the struggle for freedom.
The new South Africa needs the vigilance of the writer, possibly even more than the old one did, for the simple reason that it is infinitely more complex now, and even in greater need of careful examination and storytelling.
For Fugard, South Africa is a place that remains troubling and yet still sustains him. At the end of the play, David quotes a poem by Eugene Marais about South Africa, which says, "She gives nothing but demands everything."
I mean, you know, you look at those years of apartheid and the thousands who died, the hundreds of thousands whose lives were mutilated by poverty, malnutrition, and now we've got AIDS. My experience of South Africa is of something that is unbelievably cruel but unbelievably beautiful.
Ethel Fugard's Sorrows and Rejoicings is now at MacArthur Theatre in Princeton, New Jersey. Fugard will see how audiences respond in Cape Town in 2 months when he presents the play there. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London.